If you all just heard the motorcycles, it is springtime in Brooklyn. Greetings and salutations, you kinky fucks. Welcome back for episode 92 of Kinks with Kiki. Just going to go ahead and get it started right here. S&M, aka Song and Mood of the Week, is going to be Top Down by Earth Gang. All right, so I chose that song because it is a feel-good song. I know whenever I hear it, especially if I'm driving, it's just something I love to drive to. It's a feel-good song. It's a fun beat. I'm thinking of, my mind goes to being out in Brooklyn during the summer or in the city during the summer, carefree, no worries, just drunk or high or both, just enjoying life, like in general. Like I'm, you know, with friends and I'm just out and we're doing all these random things, because I always feel like the best days that happen in your life are the ones that are completely unplanned. And from my experience, those that have not been planned have been some of my most memorable moments and my most memorable days. So it's just a feel-good song. I mentally am in a feel-good mood. Physically, I feel awful. I'll jump into that briefly when I go to into Weekly with Kiki. But yeah, I love that song. So that's my mood. That's the song for this week. Yeah, and that's going to be Top Down by Earth Gang. Hope you guys are having a wonderful Monday. Happy May. It is finally deep spring weather and it was needed. I don't know about anyone else. I can't speak for anyone, obviously, in the South, but if you live in the Northeast or you live in the Midwest or anywhere this northern, you know we have been waiting for nice weather for a very long time. And the weather doesn't turn as easily as it should, or as easily as I would like it to, in the Northeast as it does the Southeast. So, like, my parents started getting, like, 80-degree weather in December. So, we haven't gotten 80-degree weather yet in New York. But anyway, I hope you guys are having a wonderful Monday. I hope the weather is lovely wherever you may reside. And hope you have a wonderful week getting started. By the way, guys, you can email me at kinkswithkiki@gmail.com if you really have like a question or you need advice, because I'm starting to see, I get so many messages on Instagram. I miss a lot of messages, and I miss a lot of messages for weeks, if not months, because I have so many and it takes me forever. I think the last time I deleted messages, I had like 270 messages that I had to like go through and delete. It's a lot. And I feel like, you know, the more my followers increase, the crazier it's going to get. I'm not too far off from 9,000. I'm hoping to hit 10K by the end of the summer. So, you know, follow your girl. But yeah, so if you guys really want to email me anything about the show or any advice or any kinky stories, y'all know I love a good story, you can email me directly at kinkswithkiki@gmail.com. I am the only person that has control of my emails. So I am the only people, I'm the only person that will see said email. All right, so let's jump into Weekly with Kiki. So I've been on a bit of a hiatus since April because I have not felt well. As we embark on Lupus Awareness Month, which is May, put on purple, good people, for your girl. I have felt horrible, not really 100% right now as I record, but I'm better. So lupus has been kicking my ass. And like I tweeted, or no, I didn't tweet. I said it to my roommate, Lori. Hey, girl. I was like, lupus, you raggedy bitch. Like, because at this point, lupus in my world is personified. Like that whole won't leave me alone. We are consistently fighting. She is continuously on my neck, and I am literally fighting with all the strength that I have to make sure this hoe go back to wherever she came from and just leave me be, even if it's just for 6 months. Just, girl, go away. So that's why I've been on hiatus. I haven't been able to record with other people either, because physically, health-wise, I'm just not there. Don't really feel all there right now, but slow and steady wins the race. I'm getting there. I'm not rushing myself to get better. I'm taking, like I do every flare, very serious, and I'm taking things slow and resting and, you know, avoiding things that can trigger an even worse flare. So we'll get there. But that has been kicking my butt over the last 4 or 5 weeks. And I'm, you know, just trying to get out of it, because I take way too many meds to prevent this, to be having this. So anyway, nothing really has been going on with me, again, because I've been so down. I haven't been to any dungeons or sex parties or meetups. I'm hoping that I will be participating in these things in the near future. But for the last couple of weeks, the last few weeks, actually, it's been real chill, real, you know, somber, because I haven't been feeling all that great. So I've just been keeping to myself and, you know, minding my business, whatever. Work is going great. I really genuinely do. Again, if y'all hear people in the background, I'm on the second floor, but I also live, you know, in Brooklyn. Shout out to Bed-Stuy. And it's nice out, so people are outside. And y'all know I record from the comfort of my own home, because shout out to your girl and her friend believing in her mission with this podcast and assisting her in getting actual recording equipment. I have like great XLR mics and everything, so, and a mixer. So shout out to her. Whoop. So yeah, work has been great. I really genuinely do love my job. So I don't even know what to say. Like, I wake up looking forward to work. I don't dwell going to work. Only when I feel bad is when I dwell. I thoroughly enjoy my day every day. It's never a dull moment. I take, you know, heed in having down days, because I don't have a lot of down days with my attorneys that I am assigned. But other than that, it's, I really, really, really like my job. And I don't feel like I've ever said that about any job, to the point where this, I'd honestly be in a, like, in a pickle if a job was to offer me, another job was to offer me, like, more money and, like, oh, well, you can have this, like, more perks, because I'm like, but am I gonna like y'all, though? Like, I genuinely like my coworkers. Like, we are a group of people who get along so well. I like all of them. They like me. We hang out. Like, we talk, actually talk about life. And like, one of my coworkers knows about me and kink, not too much in detail, but kind of like an idea of some things. Like, that's how much I actually like and trust my coworkers. Because I don't feel like it's something that'll be used against me. They don't know about the podcast. He doesn't know about, and no, he's not my work husband. He's just one of my favorite coworkers. He doesn't know about the podcast in general, but I've told him bits and pieces of things, you know, just me being who I am and things that I've experienced. I'm not even going to say that on here because it's immortalized. If I do, so I'm going to leave that alone. Has nothing to do with my coworker, but it was something that I told him. And he was a little hesitant, but he was with the shits. So I'm just going to leave that off the podcast altogether. So I like going to work. I like spending time at work. We have parties at work. If you follow me on Twitter, you know, randomly, I will say we are lit in the office. Like, we drink, get really drunk, we have parties, we go to bars. Like, everybody's cool. It's like a fairly young bunch for the most part. The bigger bosses are, of course, because seniority and experience, they are older. But ultimately, like, most of the attorneys, like, most of the paralegals. I don't think we have anybody over the age, aside from big bosses. I don't think we have anybody over the age of 45. So everybody's kind of like teetering like 42, between 22 and 42, which is lit because there are three different generations here, but everybody sees each other. Like, we have some 21 and 20. We have a baby born in 2000. And no, he's not a baby. He's an adult. But 2000. Like, I was born in 87. This child was born in 2000. I was in high school. Like, well, going to high school. But I'm like, damn. So, but I'm also a part, shout out to being a millennial. I'm also a part of that generation who is in between. I'm literally, J. Cole said it best. We really are the middle children of generations. We're the little brother and little sisters to the Gen X. And then we are the big bros and big sis to Gen Y. So we're stuck in the middle where we can see it from both angles, where we're young enough to utilize everything technology wise and social media. But we're also old enough to not be stupid enough to do things on social media. So it's a beautiful, you know, it's a beautiful mix. I'm going to get off weekly with Kiki because I feel like I've been rambling, but I just wanted to say I really, really, really love my job. Like, whew, yes, thought I'd never get here. It only took me 12, almost 13 years of being a paralegal to genuinely say I love my job. Don't want to lose my job. I mean, I'm union bitch, so I'm not losing, but I don't want to lose my job. I don't want to lose my coworkers. I am very codependent here in a very unhealthy manner. I was like, none of you can quit. Like, and I meant it with my whole chest. I was like, none of you can quit, okay? Because I don't, no new friends. Like, I don't want anyone new coming in because, man, like, they're going to ruin everything. So I just wanted to say that, like, you know, I always say work is work, but work is really worthwhile now. So I'll just end it there. That's going to conclude my boring ass last couple of weeks with Kiki. Bi-weekly, tri-weekly, monthly, like, you know, things happen. All right, guys. So this week we are going to talk about briefly, because I can never find enough information on some of the kinks I want to talk about, but I still try to bring those kinks to light because someone out there somewhere has this as a kink or a fetish. So this week, oh shit, sidebar, before we get into this week's kink and fetish, well, I guess depending on how you, I'll explain why it could be a kink or a fetish. I just want to talk about oral sex for a moment. Just a second, like, that was a part of my weekly with Kiki. So if you know me, you know, I've said on my podcast, I've said on other people's podcasts, I'm not really the biggest fan of getting head. Giving, absolutely. I love giving head. I love to eat pussy. So I'm here for that. I never really been a fan of getting my pussy ate. I'm trying to just, and I'm hesitating because I'm literally going through my sexual Rolodex of my, like, oral sex experiences. And I'm just like, it was cool, but did I enjoy it? Like, it was like, you know, meh, meh, meh. Like, like, it was okay. It was cool. Like, you know, it got a little razzle dazzle. It aroused me. And then we get to the main attraction, which is ultimately the peen. Or if I'm with a woman, the toy. So, but here recently, I don't know if this is age. No, it's not age. It's definitely the person. I understand now, ladies. I did not before. I'm just going to say that. I did not understand why women were like, oh, you don't give head? Oh, no, I can't date you. Oh, you don't eat pussy? Oh, no, I can't be with you. I can't have sex with you if you're not eating my pussy. I did not understand this concept at all. Until the last 3 to 4 weeks, my God, I have had the best oral sex given to me in my entire life. No doubt about it. He is literally, I feel like he's gonna hear this and I'm like, oh god. He is literally the human equivalent to a satisfier or a womanizer or a rose or whatever clit sucking device that you use that sends you to the moon. Him. I have never had an orgasm from head so intense, multiple intense orgasms, and it was so, oh my god, it was so good, like almost brought me to tears good. And I'm like, oh my god, is this what all the women folk were talking about? Like, somebody tell the church. Like, I'm serious. I get it now, ladies. So when I see you, like, and I told him to his face and via text, if I don't get head like this anytime going forward, I get head, I don't want it. Like, keep your mediocre tongue skills, because this man is a demon. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but shooting stars, I lost my hearing. I want y'all to understand how I am gripping this mic right now with conviction. I lost my hearing. That's how, like, I was so enthralled in the moment that I could no longer hear. I don't know what was, like, World War III could have literally been happening around me and my focus would have been on whatever the hell this man was doing with his lips and tongue on my clit. Because Jesus Christ, like, it's mind blowing. Like, I can't even give it a word because it was so fucking good. I'm just like, wait a minute, let's. Like, I looked at him like, oh my god, who are you right now? Like, I can't. I can't even, but I said all that over the top to say, I understand. I completely understand now, ladies. Don't give me head. If you're not doing it like Mr. Man here, you can actually just skip that. We can just get to the getting good. Like, honestly, truly. So, I don't know. If you guys follow me on Instagram, you know I posted about Cake and Cunnilingus Day. This was back in March. And, I mean, back in March, shit, back in April. And I was like, oh, it's Cake and Cunnilingus Day. And he saw the post and he came over just to eat my pussy. You still forgot my cake, sir. I'm just saying, whenever you want to go to a bakery. Okay. And it was so, like, I think I saw God. Like, I saw somebody. I don't know who it was, but I saw a deity. Like, I'm just like, oh, Jesus Christ. Like, I literally couldn't keep my composure. That's how good it was. And it took him no time to make me come. Like, it was seconds in between, I feel like. And it was just orgasm on top of orgasm. And, like, one time I remember, I think I pulled my own hair just to see if I was still alive. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm telling this story. But I have stories to tell now, guys. So you guys are going to get a bunch of interesting stories going forward, especially with me having an active sex life again. And, you know, I've kind of teetered, like I've fallen off, not fallen off, chosen not to, just didn't want to, or just couldn't. So here we are, active sex life. You guys are gonna hear a lot of stories like this, but yes, Sarah, if you are listening, whenever you want to just come over or come get me, or I come to you. And oh God, like, I wish I could tell you guys, like, all the stories, but, like, that literally is just, it's like the icing on the cake, because everything is phenomenal. Dick, too bomb, like, okay? Whoo, dick is life. Me and my best friend used to say dill all the time. We were, like, in our early and mid-20s. Dick is life. Like, it really, really is. Like, it helps create life. It gives me life. I'm talking about it. Like, you have bomb ass head and you have phenomenal ass dick. This man is gonna be the death of me. But anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there. I feel like I've been talking long enough, but yeah, oral sex, the girls, I know, I see it. To the girls who get it. If you don't, you don't. And I didn't. For years, I have seen the light and I am never going past it again. Never. Like, I'm staying this way. I'm never going back that way. I don't know what's back there anymore. I can't even claim that. Not happening. So I get it. And I love the fact that I have a human womanizer right now, okay? Human satisfier, human rose, whatever you want to call it. I just love that it's human and it has a beard. Okay. So this week, jumping back into the episode, because I could just ramble about my sex life, which I don't want to do all that. I feel like that's coming up in the future. Anyway, this week, we are going to talk about breeding kink, or depending on where you fall in the spectrum, impregnation fetish. Impregnating fetish? Pregnant fetish? No, that's different fetish. Different fetish. Yes, breeding kink. So we're just going to call it breeding kink, but it does teeter the line between being a kink and actually being a fetish. And you guys know I've talked about kinks versus fetish. You know, kinks are something you like to do that's outside of the societal norm. It doesn't necessarily have to be sexual. And fetish is something that you need to be sexually aroused. So two different things, but it falls on both sides of the spectrum. So what is a breeding kink or an impregnating fetish? It is sexual interest in impregnating a partner or becoming pregnant by a partner through unprotected sex. Well, unprotected vaginal intercourse. I'm not going to say sex because there's anal sex, oral sex, which I just went on like a 5-minute rant about. So I will say this is not a fetish or a kink of mine, although I do see people talk about it on social media quite frequently. Actually, I didn't really realize that many people had like a breeding kink. I am terrified of a pregnancy scare. Like, I am in no place at the not so ripe age of 34. I'm not in a place where I'm mentally ready to have a kid. More importantly, I am single. So that ain't happening. But anyway, so this is basically the foundation of the fetish. You get off on possibly getting someone pregnant, or you get off on the idea of getting pregnant. Now, again, this can be a kink as well, because you don't necessarily need it to be aroused. You don't need it to be, you know, turned on or into it. It could just be something that genuinely gets you going, so to speak, as far as kink wise goes. So from what I've seen in my research, like I said, quick episode, by the way, mostly women are aroused with this kink and or fetish. I'm just going to say kink. I'm going to call it breeding kink because most people know it as breeding kink because social media has shed a lot of light on kinks lately, thanks to TikTok. So I'm just going to keep calling it breeding kink, but you also know it doubles as a fetish as well. So you can just keep that as like in your mental Rolodex. So you're cool. But mostly women have this kink. The idea, cream pies. I do, and it has been, when I say years, let me tell you, it has been years since I have actively wanted a cream pie. And I also knew around that time I could not get pregnant. So it was fun in the sun. But most women like this. Some of them are turned on by the idea of conceiving a child during sex. So what makes a breeding kink special? First of all, it's the risk. And this isn't a high risk, high reward situation. I'm not a parent, so I don't know. But the risk is the idea of possibly getting pregnant. And this, beware, forewarning, this is actually a kink where you can get fucking pregnant. So if you know you have this as a kink, you need to put things into place. And we'll go into those things in a little bit. But you need to be active about this kink, because this isn't something you can just be like, come in me, and then just, you know, enjoy the next 3 to 6 weeks, because you don't know what embryo is like now, you know, forming and becoming a fetus. So make sure you have things in place. So the risk of getting pregnant, the risk of getting somebody pregnant, the risk of coming in somebody is one of the biggest things that makes this kink honestly what it is. On one end of the spectrum, it is the dominance of men. So men and women can attest to this, to the women who have strapped, to the women who have pegged. There is a sense of dominance in literally being the reason a person is falling apart sexually. They're coming, they're screaming, they're crying, they're shaking, and you are the cause of it. There's a huge ego boost and a sense of dominance in that act alone. And I know for men, that is a natural given act, because most men, as I can't say all, most men do get a sense of dominance from the idea of knowing that they have the ability to make their counterparts pregnant and being the dominant party by, oh, I'm going to get you pregnant. So, boom, beats on chest, man. And it's in some sense, and I don't know, maybe this is the brat in me, but like when I read this, I was like, anyway, it makes men, again, ego boost. It makes them feel like they're the boss, they're in charge. Like, oh, I'm going to get her pregnant because I can. Again, beats on chest. Man, by the way, I have a huge bruise on my chest, sir, if you're listening. I am not a dumbbell. Okay. The next thing that makes breeding kink so special is the act of unprotected sex. Now, as adults, consenting adults, aware, lucid adults, a lot of us really go up for unprotected sex, myself included. Your girl loves a good raw dog, okay? Even though I'm not doing that right now, we all understand why unprotected sex is what unprotected sex is. It feels amazing. It's that skin to skin. That shit is lethal. You know, the girls on Twitter talk about soul ties, but that shit, it definitely does something to the psyche sometimes. That's why I'm very big on condoms. I'm like, I don't need you screwing up my brain cells and then having me out here upset and depressed at the same time. I don't need that. So, but I get it. But with this particular kink, is the idea of the unprotected sex, the genitals are connecting, you know, puzzle pieces, that skin to skin sensation. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know how that feels. That alone is like, oh, well, I'm having sex with you unprotected. Like, I mean, if you're going to go all the way and, you know, go ahead and end the show in there. But please be mindful. Again, risk. Okay. I think one of the other things that I saw that made it special was, I think it was a semen. It was. You guys know I talked about cum fetishes and like a semen kink. Semen kinks is another thing that makes this special. So if you are a man who has a breeding kink and you are paired with a woman who has a semen kink, baby, That's just destruction all around. It really is. But that was the other thing that makes this particular kink special. And I feel like those two puzzle pieces that meet each other, woo, that is deadly. I am one of those women. Although you guys know I talked about it, I like mine on food or my face or whatever. I can, you know, I'm cool. And I don't need it in my vagina. Like, I'm actually okay, even though I know Plan B is a real thing. Birth control is too, but I'm cool. So those are the four things in my research that I saw that makes breeding kink special. So the last thing, I told you guys, super quick episode, because I can't find anything on this episode and I don't like it. Anyway, health. Like I said before, with breeding kink comes specific risks, and responsibilities. You have to be very aware. If you are choosing to participate in this kink, or if you have this as a fetish, beware STDs, STIs, HIV. You need to be aware of their testing. Knowing your status, your sexual health status, is so freeing, and it gives you so much peace of mind, especially when you are deciding to be involved with someone new and vice versa. Like, just knowing each other's statuses makes everything so much more fun, because you can actually do this kink in a safe and careful manner without the risk of being infected or, you know, reproductive illness. So be aware, get tested. I can't say use condoms, because that would clearly defeat the purpose of this whole kink. Birth control is the next thing. So if you know you have this kink and this is something you want to continue to do, as a woman, you know, we have a cycle. It is literally just that. And that shit's going to happen every fucking month. Unless, you know, there are things that prevent it. But for the most part, if you are like myself, you are not on birth control, have not been on birth control for all, oh God, over 15 years. Then you know, you have to be mindful. You can even track your cycle. And I know that's not always accurate. I know me in particular, I ovulate on the day I ovulate. That shit is always on time, which I am very thankful for, and I am very mindful, especially now with an active sex life. I'm very mindful of when I ovulate, because I don't want to get pregnant. I mean, I'm being, you know, safe and everything, but shit really does happen. Condoms break, shit happens. So if you're going to do this kink, and you know this is a kink that is literally a part of you as a person, then you need, I would say, to avoid pregnancy. Birth control would be your best method, since you're not using condoms. I'm not a doctor. I just don't think emergency contraception, plan B, whatever pill you choose to use, is safe every time. If this is a kink you have and you want to be like nutted in every time, I don't think you should be popping a plan B every time. I just don't feel like that's just good for your girl. Like, honestly, I genuinely don't. So this is something that you are genuinely into, and if it's with your partner, your fuck buddy, whatever, you all have discussed this, consented to everything, laid down some ground rules, birth control will probably be your best option, whether that's a pill, implant, patch, shot. I don't know what's out there anymore. Again, I haven't been on birth control since I was 18. My mom made me get on birth control in high school because she did not want me to be a teen mom. Once I was legal, I was like, oh, that shit is a dub. Like, I've been off birth control. But if you are, and this is something you want to participate in, please, please, please be mindful and potentially look at your options of birth control methods. Again, the other one was the rhythm method. I can't say that that's the most efficient. I know people who didn't think they were ovulating and got pregnant. So people who were told they could never have kids now have kids. I'm just saying, be careful. And I hope that helps. All right. I think that's about it. Yep, that's about it. I looked at my notes. I don't have any emails this week. I did go through my email and I went through my Instagram as well. And I told you, I had so many messages. I didn't see any, so I don't have any this week. I just refuse to look at Twitter because Twitter is a dark place. Like, I'm looking at my messages currently now. Like, I think somebody did a post for like Titty Tuesday, and I posted like a picture of my cleavage, not necessarily my whole titty, but I have good looking boobs. So, you know, I own that. They're pierced. They're, you know, cute nipple, you know, areola to boob ratio on point. High five to me. Pat on the back. And I posted in like the foolery and the fuckery. I typically just block them because I don't have time. Somebody says something way out of pocket and I just like blocked them off the strength. But I don't have any messages this week. I don't have any emails. So if you guys, again, would like to send me things, have questions, please email me at kinkswithkiki@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter. I'm back again. At Kinks with Kiki, and of course on Instagram, where I feel like most of you dwell. Hey y'all, hey. You can follow me there, Kinks with Kiki Podcast. Great times. I post funny memes, you know, occasionally post my story. I do have a close friends on my Kinks with Kiki. It is not something I am paying, like, taking money for. So just a heads up, like, my close friends is honestly like my personal friends. Like, they just happen to be, you know, followers as well, but these are people that I actually know in real life. I want to say like 97% of them I've actually met, had full conversations with in real life. So I think it's only maybe like 3 people on my close friends that I have not actively been in a space with or been on their podcast. So yeah, follow me on all the things, email me on the good old Gmail. And that is going to conclude episode 92 of Kinks with Kiki. This has been great. I hope you guys are getting ready as we embark on this summer. Gotta love the motorcycles. Summer 2022 is going to be a party and it's going to be a great time. So, hope you guys have a great week. I will see you in another 2 weeks and let the games begin. And as always, I am your dose of Black girl in this kinky ass world. And until next time, good people, peace.